All right, John Tarr, we know over the last 3 years you've had a chance to work with Britt Reid. When you heard the news that he was going to be taking over, be your defensive line coach, what was your reaction?
I was excited, first of all, because I know he's a good coach. He learned from a lot of experience in Coach Brazier, and I just know he knows the room, man. So that's a big part of coaching that people don't understand is the vibe of the room and the atmosphere of the room. So I was excited about it.
How does that work within your guys' room to respect that he can help you guys get better as players?
I mean, that's no problem at all because he earned our respect because of what he knows and what he's willing to learn, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. We feel like he's telling us the right thing, which we always are. It's no problem.
How would you describe his coaching style?
He's an energetic guy, real energetic, and you can tell sometimes when he's getting excited and sometimes he might get a little overexcited, but at the same time, you know, energy rolls off, man. We look at him sometimes, we might be tired, and look at him being energetic and excited about it, and he brings it to us, so it's all good.
Individually for your players, how has he helped you as a player?
A lot. I don't know if many people knew, but last year, especially coming out of my surgery, I missed camp, so I had to kind of speed it up. I would say after practice, stuff like that, just working on fundamentals. So every single day, it was me and him out there every day, especially the first 9-10 weeks of the year, just doing hand work, doing any individual work we could.
And your guys' group, obviously Mike DeVito retired. Mm-hmm. He's a big part of what you guys did last year. You've got Chris Jones, some other young guys in the mix, Nick and David, some of those other guys. What is your kind of goal as a group and how you guys set the tone for the defense?
Man, it's not much talking with us. We tell the young guys to just pay attention and we lead by example. We go out there and we work, do what we got to do every day. And as long as they pay attention to following our lead, it'll work out.